33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. From the newsroom at the Corpus Christi Caller Times, I'm David Brown. Great to have you with us. Much of where we are, Corpus Christi, is already dried out, but there are still thousands of waterlogged evacuees from Houston and surrounding areas finding their way to dry blankets and warm socks and shelters all across Texas. Dallas expects to host as many as 10,000 people fleeing the waters of Harvey. Austin may take in as many as 7,000. Donations keep trickling in, but there's still one very big unmet need. Translation? Exactly. The Standard's Joy Diaz explains.
As I walk into the Delco Center, one of Austin's shelters for Harvey evacuees, I remember that Houston was recently dubbed the most diverse city in America. A little less than half the people there speak a language other than English. Many are bilingual, like much the rest of Texas, but not all. Jeff Sloan is with the Red Cross.
I would certainly encourage any of the listeners out there, if they're bilingual or trilingual, to certainly volunteer.
Tuesday morning, there were no Spanish-speaking volunteers at the shelter. But Sloan told me Maria Villagomez, one of the evacuees from Freeport, rose to the challenge.
Thank you for helping this morning.
You're welcome. I mean, anything I can do, I mean, just let me know. I know, I mean, you also need a lot of help, so. And helping each other, I think, is a great idea. Where's the milk?
Also at the shelter was Jose Guerrero. He walked around with the family's yellow and green parrot on his shoulder. He was on the phone with his sisters when I approached him. They're still trapped in Richmond, Texas. Guerrero tells me leaving Richmond in the middle of a disaster and finding answers to his questions when he doesn't speak English has been tough. The 47-year-old was born in Mexico and has been in the U.S. since he was 15. He's been here much longer than he ever was in his home country. He's even a naturalized American who's never been able to learn how to speak English.
I'm a little mad with myself that I don't speak English. I don't know what to tell you. Have I been lazy to learn? I'm a gardener. Have I worked too much and haven't had time to go to school? I just don't know.
Later that day, Maribel Canizales, a bilingual volunteer, arrived at the shelter. She does IT for the state comptroller's office, but took the week off to work for the Red Cross. Immediately after, a family of Spanish speakers showed up. Mom asked if there were any showers available. Canizales walked the family to the showers and asked what else they needed. Shampoo? Socks? The grown-ups were clearly shaken. As Canizales led them through the center, she casually put her arms around the mom.
What do you think it means to a person when somebody speaks in their language?
It's a connection that it makes them feel at home. And so I want those people to feel at home and comfortable and welcomed.
Canizales is originally from Laredo. She gets emotional because as a child, she was told not to speak Spanish.
Because when I came to Austin, it was very segregated back in the 70s. We were not very welcomed with our language, and so we were really encouraged to speak English primarily. And so I kept up on the side with my native language, with Spanish.
Today, anyone who's been keeping up with a language other than English is encouraged to fill out a volunteer application and complete the training for the Red Cross. People who speak languages from India, Europe, and Asia are needed too. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.